Act 1, Scene 2. Only real niggas will know why I said that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried acting before?
Maybe when I was in primary school.
Guy, now where I think of the only time I ever tried to think of maybe showing talent in primary school. Actually, they call us to come to act all these quote unquote Christmas type shit. Say Mary, Jesus. Now so one of our guys says Sabi dance. Instead for me, make a heart. Now so I joined dance crew.
Say Sabi dance too.
Bro, I know Sabi dance shit. I don't even know as I qualify to join that dance group. No those Beth Michael Jackson move now. You pull out for primary school baddies. Hey, one you funny.
You get the drama I remember that the last drama I acted was there's this storybook there, an Incorruptible Joy or something.
Yeah, that has a fucking iconic book.
You know the book, right?
I know it, man.
So we acted something out of the novel. So I acted as a police officer.
Yeah,
I don't think I forget my
I
line.
Didn't know.
May I tell you my line? That my line that year. Now nah, like good afternoon, Mr. Akideko. You are hereby arrested of taking bribe from Mr. Ajala, a young school leaver. He told me you demanded a cola of 5K before you can employ him.
Say you even remember.
Man, every time I don't, my teacher writes this thing for me. Anytime I don't go outside this,
I wait till you they read. Guy, I wait till you they memorize.
Guy, after that one, I wanted the guys say, move, take it to the station, move.
Oh
and
shit!
Anything you say here, you going to what?
Now where I remember, I actually don't act, but my line save now just my line no reach 30 seconds where I act. Now with the act. Shedrack, make sure can Abednego.
Why they don't use you as devil instead?
Now me. Actually, they don't use me as the Shedrack, Meshach, or Abednego. They use me as the right-hand man to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Now, me go and now say, bow down to this idol of try, can you confess the wrath of the king? If you don't bow down, we'll throw you to the furnace. I shall not say my line, they around that kind of thing. Even like I say they don't, anytime they see me, shall not profile it. Oh, to sue me. That's why I won't take BV identity bullshit now. The thing they cast black background on me.
Now go create no be man.
Bro, it's crazy. It's what to jails. It's crazy.
Now go create no be man.
For niggas that don't know us by now, I'm Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka one of the hosts of Olumide is a Goat podcast, aka I need money. But that's a discussion for another day. But if you want my money, 0292-3607
GT back.
As I rap, I'm like that. I call slow it down, man. Like, bro, you don't use GTB, Abby.
I know they use GTB.
I won't talk. Say you they you don't join gangs of niggas who don't. You know, say that bank they move mad now. They go change their UI UX, bro. I don't know who they send them. She niti ko sowo yi ina lo ekon wa change UI UX. Tori ko ye mi. I don't understand yet. Like, out of all the myriads of problems we have in Nigeria right now, is changing UI UX of an already an app that we are already managing, not like we like the look of it. The Nigeria problems,
bro.
So to a
very extent, it is well organized initially, right?
Yes, now. Yes, now, like, we don't need this shit. Is looking like some Pampe bullshit. No offense to Pampe, they were sponsor. Don't worry, ED email. What went on this week that I can remember? What really went on this week? The only thing in my head is lonely at the top, lonely.
Yeah, that's
the only thing in my head. I won't lie,
bro. That song is crazy, and every little time, like, any if I don't plug my earpiece, now the first song, the first song for me, that Lonely at the Top.
That song, this soothing, it's calming, like, bruh. I was when that Asake album, this new Asake album, Work of Art, the day where it dropped, I first listened to him. I did complain, say,
actually tapped into Sunshine initially.
Continue.
Later on, I found out Lonely at the Top. Then, which one is the other one?
Basquiat?
Basquiat, yeah. I listen to Basquiat. Like, I fuck with those songs a lot. And Mugbe, Loudy come, Mugbe.
In case our parents are listening.
Hey, no.
Bible come, Mugbe.
No, now. Nah,
geophysics no, book, no, 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 no.
Vasi come, oh, Mugbe.
Oh, Vasi come. I'm going to call my way fast now.
Yeah,
my way fast. Come on. Real shit. See, I'm not going to lie to you niggas listening. We had another topic scheduled to drop this week, but due to some schedule conflicts, let me put it that way, we are not able to reach out to the person that is meant to be the guest
of the that, of the
yeah,
show.
Man, it's crazy. I'll just keep saying it's crazy, man. What to Jaws? All I've been doing since Jaws album dropped is wake up, listen to some 5 new songs, play Jaws album. Can't even share any since that album is just too good. Okay, what happened this week? I remember now. Apple Music came with the recorded live version of Burna Boy's London Stadium. Bro, that nigga was, I don't believe in quote unquote destiny, but let me just cut a leaf out of nigga's book here. That nigga was destined to be a performer, bro. Nah.
I haven't seen it though. You know, Spotify gang.
Apple Music, I'm at you. That thing used like over 3 gig. Bro, I know you even like. But it's worth it for Burna Boy and that performance that I saw. I can only imagine how euphoric it must have been for niggas that got that, to see it live.
Live, yeah.
Guy. As Burna they perform, they touch my body. The way they introduce his guests. Nah, bro. Because normal, the 3 hours we do for
the,
New York.
What's the capacity of the stadium?
Nah, like 60K, but for concert, na 80K. So, standing and everything.
Sold out.
Clean.
Mad.
Olabo, hey, pause.
Olabo.
And the funny thing, you say, Burna still won't pull one mad stunt before this year end. He won't do 100K for South Africa. Like, bro.
It's very possible, yeah, 100K for South Africa.
The fact that he could pull 80K in a UK, place like London. But I feel like South Africa, with his piano affiliations, the people he has, the Master KGs, the... Who else? I knew it. Yaba Buluku.
No,
maybe South Africa.
Mozambique.
Yeah.
All of them, they got to share border with each other. Bro, I just feel like many people can actually come into South Africa
up,
because of that
I
show.
Just feel like
yeah,
he will bring, and he can't be saying African ground. He go even get more African artists to pull up for crazy. It's gonna be crazy. Talking about what's gonna be even crazier should be Wizkid performance in Tottenham in the next week.
Okay, there's this thing that actually came up this week too, and that's a tweet about Simi that somebody said
it
sounds very different in featured song compared to our own personal song. Like, what is your
what's
take
your
on
take?
It? Like,
ah?
What do you think
it is? To cut the long story short, I don't really listen to Simi religiously like I used to. Cause when she dropped Jam Question, when she dropped You Be Thief, when she dropped those songs around 20... Jam Question was around what year? 2016/2017. Bro, I was a big Simi fan. Simi was my best vocalist in Nigeria, male or female. I mean, till today, I don't think there are like 5 or 6 people that can match Simi's vocal dexterity, but that's not the point of this discussion. I would also say I don't listen to Simi like I used to, but what I would say, personally, her latest album, which I've forgotten the title, I would just say the album is not for me. That's what I would say. So I feel like if you feature Simi, there's that tendency to see a better side of her. Because I don't feel like niggas on feature tend to go harder. Because they know, like, bro, if this flow up is a one and done type thing, you feel me? Like, at an extent, artists tend to go harder on features than they tend to do regularly.
But I just feel like if that is the case, I feel like it is a matter of competition when it comes to
exactly,
because you don't want anybody like me as an artist featuring you. I don't want you to body me on my song,
exactly.
So that's what
and me that you are that is featuring on your song, we even want to prove to
you that
I sabi you know the. And another thing is, if I have 4 albums, I cannot give the same energy on all the songs.
Yes.
On some select songs or some deep cuts, you are going to feel my rage. You are going to feel my emotions. You are going to feel my energy. You are going to feel my diversity. You are going to see how versatile I am. But you might not just get that on. Let's say I have a catalog of 4 albums. If each album has 10 tracks, maybe cumulatively it's just 20 tracks that you are going to pinpoint or bring out from those 40 songs to say, oh, Olumide brought something different in these songs. It's not going to be all around 40 songs that are going to sound different. But when it comes to features, because you might feature me and it's not my bread and butter, but I feel like I'm flowing the beat and I accept the contract, I sign the papers and whatnot. That's back-end bullshit. Then I come on the song. Because it's not my bread and butter, it's not a sound you are used to listening, you are used to hearing me do, or a sound I can easily manipulate, but I just want to challenge myself and accept the feature, and you hear a different side of me. You now feel like, oh, me on this feature is other than every other thing I've done. Shit like that happens. So there's that probability of people saying, oh, you go harder on your feature than on your normal songs. That's how I see it anyway.
But back to the album, I won't actually call the album a flop, but she's just in that stage of her life whereby everybody is actually not seeing Simi as Simi again. They are seeing her as Simi Adekunle's good wife.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing. I think that's one of the prices you pay as an artist, especially a female artist married to another artist.
There's always that tendency, you know, that kind of to like, be in someone's shadow.
And that is it. Like, I think ever since the marriage and her career actually, like, it took a pause.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. Like,
kind of,
let,
yeah.
Let me
for family
way.
Reasons. Obviously.
For family
take
reasons,
care
yes,
of
you get.
Date family.
But
yeah, sure.
The album is not very bad. It is not even bad, safe.
I'll just
because
say
I listened to
me.
The album. I just feel like, maybe because of the kind of sound you bump into, like, it is not what Simi is going to
maybe
deliver.
Maybe the sound I'm used to. Yeah,
yes,
Simi
yes,
do, because
yes.
Because there's that tendency to be stalking nostalgia,
because, bro,
to be stalking
the
past.
Story, I think that's the intro of the song. That intro, add on repeat. I love the intro. And there's this particular song with Fifth too on the album. Banger.
Yeah.
But I just feel like nobody just pay attention to see me, because they're
like
not seeing her as see me the artist now. They are seeing him as AG baby's wife. How will I put it?
Yahoo AG
baby. Anyhow, sha.
AG baby's baby.
Anyhow.
Man, it's crazy. I mean, it still boils down to number one, how Nigeria sees or view, and maybe not Nigeria, maybe even in the world, how we view female artists. And number two, the tendency that, oh, once this lady is married or once this woman is married, she should focus more on family than her career. You get me? So I just feel like another thing that might aid Simi's touch with mainstream right now is what will I call it? Maybe a rebrand. Like,
okay,
we've had it with Adekunle Gold. Who else has given us a kind of, we've had it with Wizkid, but Wizkid with rebrand is always subtle.
Yeah.
It just comes, like, before you grasp it, it's far gone in the rebrand. Like,
yeah.
Wizkid moved from Oju Elegba Shita Yai to
even Mr. Eazy
to sound
some
from
point.
The other side.
Mr. Eazy at some point,
yeah, even Mr. Eazy now is going through
currently,
that rebrand of making Banku
currently,
music,
yeah,
just
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I'm a piano
yeah,
or some
yeah.
cool Afro.
Currently, Fireboy is in that phase too.
Exactly.
Like, having a rebrand
feel
also.
Me. Even Tiwa Savage to an extent is not the old Tiwa Savage. She's learning to be more fluid and to be more, I don't want to use manipulative, but she's learning to tweak the present sound to her own favor.
Yeah.
I don't feel like if we can get that, if she wants to, no, let me say, I feel like if she wants to, we can get a rebrand and it might probably boost her image and give her songs that boost in the mainstream like she had back in the days. Because niggas are moving from that I sabi sing era to, bro, there's a template. If I can find a way to add comma to the already existing A, I'm good. I don't need to do much. I just need to write my A differently, maybe to add a different shade, a different stroke, draw my semicircle differently, just to make it look like, oh yeah, Olumide did something different from Mr. A.
Yeah.
Like, they are not really doing mad piece, but it's mad piece, because for you to even come with that idea of ingenuity or creativity to say, oh, I can manipulate this sound, is something that is commendable. So probably for Simi, she's more of a soft spoken songstress, whereby you feel the intensity every time. And when she cannot provide that feel like we used to get from her, it's like what Simi is doing, you feel me? So for now, I feel like that's the issue people might have, or that I might have with Simi. That's just my take. Or what do you think, nigga?
Well, it is still what I've said. I don't really think there's anything I want to add to what I've said again. But I just feel like when you see Simi, most of our future, like the ones that went very far, is with rappers. You get like it's still more like
a collaboration.
Not even rappers, bro. Simi is very
male
good.
Artists.
Yes, with male artists, like a collaboration.
Okay, I think that's what actually pissed her off, because she said it when that tweet about Simi sounding different on features. She said people only rate her when she's on songs with male artists. But if it's her solo songs,
they
no go on listen, because bro, male artists no bring that maybe diverse sound or something else.
The one with the
Fouse?
Not the chemistry with Fouse. I'm talking about recent times. The one with Ladipo.
Know you.
That song. There's another one with Hallelujah with Johnny Drew.
Nah, like, I can see where you are going.
Crazy songs, like look at what she did on those songs. I just feel like they just want to box her. Do you get the point now?
Male artist
but
type
because,
singer.
Because of the kind of texture she has, you know, you just like, see, if someone like her, someone like Brian Moon, is going to sing, that guy's vocals is always very, very
plush.
Very, very clean. Do you get when Simi is singing too? She's
clean.
When I've seen few of her recording sessions, like videos that came out,
she sounds
like
she records
perfectionist.
Perfectionist, yeah.
Like
true.
She goes, oh yeah, take moody, take her again till we get it. So I just feel like made a new try boxer. She's very, very good. Like look at from Thief. Like Thief was the very first song I ever.
I mean, she was even doing gospel then, and she had
not
to
even
tweak
a,
shit.
Not
bro.
Even if she has left gospel at that time. I'm talking about Thief, Jam Question. This there's this song too she had with Whitibidi's Ebenezer Obi, Ayimasiko.
Ayimasiko, yeah.
That
like
song,
she did
like look at her second album too, Omo Charlie Chaplin or something. I don't know if you remember the album.
Yeah, I sure now.
She
come
fucked
on.
Everything up, like bro. See me Sabi.
I mean, for niggas who don't know, she's on tour with Alicia Keys. That says a lot. Someone like Alicia Keys, we not call it Beth. You know, she won't want to roll with a skunk on an international tour.
Of course.
Father, you looked around as big as USA is and you said, no, let me go to Africa.
And pick up Simi.
Let me go down. Let me go to Nigeria and think of an artist. And name is Simi. Bruh, that says a lot. Enough said. But the funny thing is this episode is going to be short. So we are just going to cut straight to new music. I mean, I've given you niggas a hint already. It's crazy. Bro, Motigbo Jaws parami. Any Matumaru Jaws by. See, it's calling
actually,
it
I don't
Manicure
think
Massacre.
I never listened. I never listened to the song through and through, Sha, but I just feel like
that Jaws Naramali,
bro.
See that ass in that rapper.
Guy.
Shayna yours I be you by him. Bebe.
Bagba.
If I jam you, you go tire.
Guy.
Oh yeah, baby, you turn me on. My Kev is big, he's not little. Bobo. Gaga, she says she won't jump in my vehicle. Bro, me and Maria become bad man. Everywhere I go, me a star.
Guy, what's up? You won't sing,
bro. I do. What you go album? He passed.
The album is crazy.
Funny enough, yeah. If I go through Twitter now, like every day, people they say their own best song. My own best song now called the Solemn My baby, she's my baby, my babes. Oh, god damn, JLS took me on.
Then after that,
it took me on R&B.
After
what
that,
what have I been listening to? It's true, bro. I gotta say something. Psycho YP is a crazy genius. You know why I have to say on this topic of new music? Okay. Psycho YP, normally, I know that this nigga knows his market, so he's not trying to do much.
Yeah.
But bro, he's not still trying to do much, but he has entered a new niche. He has carved a new niche, rather. Bro, Psycho YP, they do Ibile music, but still doing it in his Yankee way.
How?
He's doing Afropop type shit. He's doing Amapiano type shit, like the instrumentals, the production is Afrobeat / Afropop / Amapiano.
I think that's
but
the way it
should
be.
But he's still using his Yankee... London lingo. He's not tuning his vocals to please this particular preset of how this shit should be made.
Okay.
He has found a way of attacking the Nigerian market. Because yes, Psycho YP is mainstream, but is he really mainstream?
That is it.
But now that he has found a way of making an album, because like 8 tracks, but let me just say a project that not only suits his Abuja / hip hop fan base, but the entire Nigerian demographic. Ah, bro, this one is going to go far. Now, it's just coming to my head why I named that shit Osakpa to London. Osakpa London. Like, normal. Osakpa London. What I'm dipping from it is. Osakpa na streets, London on some
Trishman
place.
London,
I can do the drill, I can do the rap, but am I attending to my main audience? Yeah. Am I doing what people in the roots, in the
we'll
Lungu, we appreciate?
Yeah.
And they will appreciate this one. No, this one, I go rinse this project. No, Psycho YP, big ups, man. No, I just have to put that out there. You, why are you feeling before we shut the shit down?
Currently?
Yeah.
Couple of guys. New music. Yesterday was New Music Friday.
Is it not today, sir? Funny enough. Today not Friday.
Maybe no. You know, say not 12. We start to the So, Crayon. Trenches
not,
to Triumph.
I will go and listen to it. Trenches
album,
to Triumph.
There's this track with Oxlade on the album, bro. Banga is lit. I love that track. And, what's this guy's name? Young John dropped the song Shapali trending everywhere. Onkulos. So I love Shapali too.
That Young John just drop it back.
Emeka
too. Emeka must shine. That song is stuck in my head too. I don't even
like everybody bopping to the song now. What number is the song on Apple Music now?
To be honest, I know the check Apple.
But I just feel like.
But it's probably still around top 5. If the new music has not displaced it.
You go move. But that's
just it, man.
That's that. But at the end of the day, music is everything. Music is therapeutic.
On God.
Music is life.
On God.
You guys should listen to music and see another
and enter another dimension. But she ain't sucking in one rubia man low substance. And bro, it's just some liquor.
Not even liquor. Like I don't even listen to song on anything like you get. I just like
listening to song as a sober youth.
That depends on my mood though, bro. Do you know I basically listen to everything?
Like
every fucking thing. If I already listen to Portable today, when I go
jam, I'm saying now you be his best.
Bro,
man.
I go jam Portable, I go sing Portable word for word. If now say I won't go drill today, I go enter drill again. They bop my drill morning to night. And if I won't still cry again, enter Brian will go cry. If I won't love again, go me Johnny Drill, go love.
Say love my boy P. If you just want day on
if I'm mad again, man, I go Omale go there.
Yeah, you go there, you
know
your life.
Omale has been like that right from time. Because the song that blew Omale, Bad Influence.
I mean,
now still this Afro depression thing.
She like me when I'm down. She like Bomo. You're that quick running, but boy,
bro, bro.
You get one love you when you're down.
Calm down. I don't think you can be fictional to that extent.
This is post-credit Olumide. Want to say the audio got messed up and we had to cut out some parts. Regardless, thank you for sticking through and listening to this wonderful episode. You know what to do. Follow us on IG, TikTok at Olumide is a Goat Podcast. And most importantly, please share this to your loved ones and your enemies. You know, them boys are pagans, but they have to listen still. You get me? Till next time. Bye-bye.